PFT Media.
Debunking myths and embracing legends, it's Half True History, and we are ready to head to the Orient for this episode. Are you ready, Pedro?
I can't wait.
You can say Orient, you just can't say Oriental. That's how it works.
Oh, that's how it works?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. I like the rugs.
Mm-hmm. Bringing it in. Heading to China, one of our favorite places for history.
So large.
So large. So much history.
So many people.
So poor.
So poor.
Not very black. So, I am your professor for this hour, Dan P. And of course, backing me up here is the Dion Way to my Cao Cao, Pedro Lima.
Ciao, ciao, everybody. Ciao, ciao.
And our super producer, my Goja to my Cao Cao, Chris Crespo.
What up?
You okay? You just break my chair?
No, my leg.
You jump like a foot.
Yeah, my leg just tried to destroy my knees.
Your back.
It just exploded. It hit that switch, you know, in the chair.
Yep.
Yeah.
Going down.
Okay, you're safe. That's good.
I am safe.
That's good. My insurance is not up to date here.
Is it safe?
Marathon Man.
Last time we talked about China,
open wide.
We were talking about the glorious Hung Xiuquan.
Yes, he was Jesus's half brother.
Jesus's half brother, leader of the Taiping Rebellion. Fantastic gentleman, and
has a statue.
Yes, has his own statue now in Taiping to honor his craziness. You know what? Not the worst statue China has, I'm sure.
No? Well, they got an Allen Iverson statue, so...
Do they really?
They do.
That's awesome. And the city... Did he play for one city? I don't know.
He played for one city, okay. Brought a championship. They brought a Broadway play of the Allen Iverson, where it sold out like Hamilton over there.
Amazing.
Wow. I think he's still in China.
Still live...
I'm sorry. There. I apologize. Not Allen Iverson... Rewind. Stephon Marbury.
Yeah, Starbury. He did do really well over there.
Yep. He brought sneakers, which are like the Jordans over there.
But they're not the cheap ones they sold here, right?
Oh, no. They're the exact cheap ones.
The same ones?
Yeah, the same one, the Starburys. I liked them.
Those are quality shoes.
I liked them. $15?
They're inexpensive. All white?
If you had your pants long enough, people thought they were Air Force Ones. Me and Ken Miller rocked those.
Hey, I had a pair.
Yeah. I had a couple. $15?
Yeah, right too.
I hold the whole armada.
All right. I'll buy a right and a left.
Dave and Stephen Dave's or whatever it was, that store.
Dave and Buster's?
No, that's the game place. Oh. Whatever. It was Stephen Bob or Dave and Bill or whatever. And they had like $5 shirts.
Okay.
$10 jeans.
Buster Browns?
No.
No, that's a type of shoe, isn't it? I think.
Yeah.
But whatever. It went bankrupt. Imagine that.
Oh, really?
But anyway, Stephon Marbury, second worst statue in China.
Second worst statue in China. Absolutely.
Not as better. What's the guy's name?
Hung Xiaoquan.
Hung Xiao Christ.
That's what I said.
Hung Xiao Christ.
Please, put some respect on his name.
Yes.
My mistake. Please forgive me.
Yes, the Holy One. So... And now we're still back in the 1800s here with China, because there's a reason why this silliness was even allowed to happen.
Okay, what happened?
And it's because China has been badly damaged by the Western world by now.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Things have flipped. Up until this point, of course, China had always been the center of the world when it came to trade.
Okay.
Everyone wanted to trade with China. Christopher Columbus enslaved a bunch of Indians because he wanted to get to China. Okay. Everybody wants China. And it had been the center of the world. That's what the name China literally means Middle Kingdom, because they believe they were the center.
I heard Middle Kingdom in reference to China so many times.
Right.
I always assumed that they were talking about a region of China that was like, oh, it's probably the middle of China. They call it the Middle Kingdom. They're talking about the entirety of China.
China is the Middle Kingdom.
The Middle Kingdom, the middle of the entire world.
Yes.
I literally was today years old when I learned that.
There you go. Yeah. So they have always had this ego about them. They think that they are the chosen ones. A little bit of racism going on there. A little bit.
Yeah, it happens.
And so
I've been at their stores.
They believe that all their products are so superior and that everyone is still kowtowing to them.
Oh.
So they don't notice the scientific revolution going on.
Disregard. No, it's not.
The
it's
industrial not revolution is going on. And before you know it, these white men have steamships and cannons and gunboats. Mm-hmm. And up to this point, China has still been trying to hold them off, and they refuse to open up trade to Europeans.
Okay.
And Europeans don't want to push too much because they're busy doing other things right now, conquering the rest of the world, India, Africa, and such. So they don't want to push too hard. But they are starting to get a little bit angry because China is starting to mess with some economic policies at this time.
Oh, like?
Well, up until this point, China had always taken gold from the Europeans.
Okay.
And that was fine. Gold was the major trading currency. But the Europeans had a lot of gold, and so they were able to buy a lot of Chinese products. And China didn't like the fact that the gold made it so easy for them to buy products. So China switched its entire monetary system to silver.
Oh, now they want silver.
Now you have to have silver to pay for Chinese products. And now silver is a little bit harder to get at this time. And also silver is a little bit more precious to the European military.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they pay their soldiers in silver. So you're messing with the military budget by asking for silver.
They can't just switch them over to gold. Now you guys get gold and now the Chinese get silver.
Yeah, hold up. How does that even work?
They had certain metals.
Gold is the top. Silver is supposed to be like the middle one. But right. It sounds like silver has more value than gold.
At this time, yes, because you need to have a large army. So you need to have a good supply of silver to pay all those soldiers.
Can't you pay them in gold?
No, because then you're going to be overpaying them and you're going to flood the gold market.
Okay.
Gold had to be used for import-export.
Okay.
Right. Definitely can't pay them in diamonds then.
Right.
Stupid bronze is just waiting for its turn.
Yeah, bronze sitting there waiting.
Come on, guys.
They actually haven't discovered them in Africa just yet.
Oh, so diamonds are still...
they're still very, very rare because they don't know that there are mines and mines of them.
Yeah, there's an absurd, almost infinite amount of diamonds. Right. Yeah.
So the British especially are not liking the fact that the Chinese are making them pay in their silver, which is what they need to pay their soldiers.
Hmm.
And the British realize, you know, we got to do something about this. And the British are the masters of infiltrating places. And, you know, the Spanish, they conquer. The Portuguese, they conquer. The British are more like a virus. They let you invite them in and then they kind of spread and you can't get rid of them. That's what happened in India. And other places. They pretend to be your friend, and then it's basically like licking a subway pole. Cool. You know, you don't notice it at first, but by, you know, that second week, it's going to hit you. And that's what the British were. That's always been their tactic.
Wow, what a great way to describe the British. You guys are germs on a subway pole that a homeless asshole has caressed.
You guys are a germy handrail.
You know what your empire did.
Yeah.
You know, they know.
They know.
They know.
Ugh.
So Britain is going to go along with this. Fine. We'll trade in silver.
Explains their teeth.
Look at all the silver we've got. But by the way, of course they want the tea from China. You know, we can sell some of our products too while we're here giving you all this silver. Okay. Sure. You can sell your products. The upper class doesn't want your products, but I'm sure the lower people want your stupid little, you know, mirrors. Mirrors were a big thing back then, how well they were able to make mirrors.
Okay.
And glassware. Glassware was something that was a novelty. So they thought the British were selling that to the people.
Teacups.
Glass knickknacks.
Right.
Tiny spoons.
Tchotchkes.
The British
little
own
humble figurines.
India. Ooh. The British own most of Afghanistan and Pakistan. And do you know what popular flower grows in those areas?
I know what popular flower grows in Afghanistan.
Sunflowers?
Not sunflowers. Definitely no sun associated with this one.
No. Snack, crackle, pop.
Ooh, yeah. Lots of poppy seeds. Lots of poppy plants. And, of course, we know what we can make with poppy. We can make a wonderful drug called opium.
Mm-hmm.
And we have so many poppy plants. And all we gotta do is just sell a little opium to these poor Chinese. Quietly.
Put the hooks in them.
And the only cost is silver.
So you use the silver to buy the goods.
Right.
Then you say, you can get this opium.
Mm-hmm. To get the silver.
Gotta give me the silver back.
Yeah, Britain's basically just getting its silver back and dumping its opium off on the Chinese. So
they're pretty much buying with opium. The goods with opium.
Yeah, exactly. So that was...
That would save them a lot of time. Just yeah, right.
No.
Like, here's your drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah, why don't you just cut the middleman?
Mm-hmm.
We are the middleman.
Yeah. Now, for those of you who don't know, you smoke opium. Opium dens were very popular in China.
Oh, so popular.
You just smoke and...
There's a scene in Inception. Isn't there a scene in Inception that they're in an opium den?
Sort of, yeah. It's a sleep den, but it's supposed to be... It's a parallel, 100%. Right, yeah. It's the same thing, because they're all addicted to it.
Exactly. You just kind of go out for a while.
I mean, they look nice. They look like they're dimly lit. Mm-hmm. They have big pillows.
It sounds like it has like a Starbucks like music selection kind of ambiance.
Yeah, some nice spa music.
Yeah.
Like
some spa music.
I mean, give me some cucumber slices on my eyes. Let me put on some music. Let me smoke an opium pipe and then we're good to go.
Yeah. The tea must be banging.
That's what all the opium dens were like, right?
Right. It's pretty much. They're all great. You know, they had
clean.
Yeah. Nobody's aggressive on opium.
No. I mean, you can't be. I don't know if you can move.
I don't think that's possible.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And so that's going on for a little while because that's how the British wage war. They just infect you until you're helpless.
They put the hooks in you.
That's what they do there. And so the Chinese government eventually gets wind of this and they feel that they should do something about it. And that's where we enter our first conflict between the two, what we call the first opium war.
Oh, what? What?
Looking back on the track for a little green back.
Yeah, baby.
What's all about? So China's like, yo, opium, that's not cool. They start making it illegal to sell in China. They want to crack down on it. So, all right. British keep it on their ships, though. Can't touch it. It's on a British ship.
Okay.
Just happens to be out down that port. And, you know, the right opium to the right customs guy means that the cases still go and get taken care of. So, fine. Now we just have to bribe officials. So, we get a little bit less silver. Whatever. We're still making a lot of money off this opium deal. So, you know, China tries its war on drugs. Which goes as well as every country's war on drugs.
Yeah. It's going well in the Philippines.
Yeah, doing fantastic. And so
they're killing so many people on drugs. They're even killing the people not on drugs. Mm-hmm. That's how many people they're killing. Doing pretty good over there.
Oh, that's the little
that Duterte.
Duterte.
So, at this point, China decides to show off its sovereignty.
Okay.
The emperor wants Britain to know, listen, we're still top dog. Because China really still thinks it's top dog.
Middle Kingdom.
Right.
Middle Kingdom.
We're big, we're powerful, no one's taken us before.
So they're about to show their cards.
So the Chinese military take over the British ship.
Oh.
Set the opium on fire.
Ooh, party.
Get everybody high.
Uh-huh. And the word gets to the British Prime Minister. Queen Victoria.
Okay. Mm. They did what?
They basically, they went back to the Emperor of China and says, listen, that was British property on a British ship. You owe us this much silver for the opium you burned. We didn't sell it in China. It was a British ship on international waters. The Chinese Emperor says, go to hell. No way that's happening.
Oh, no.
Predictable.
Oh, yep. No.
Oh, yeah. And now we have a declaration of war.
Oh.
The British against the Chinese.
Who they send out.
It is not even close.
Really? Like,
well, because the Chinese are still using the wooden junk ships against these steam-powered, you know... We're looking
at so it's the, pretty much like a USS whatever against a canoe.
Yeah, it's just not even close. The cannons bounce, or the arrows bounce off the hull. It's, yeah, so to
the ninja stars. The ninja stars are going to bounce off. You can't do damage with nunchucks.
Right. And so they.
If you can sneak some ninjas on the ship, like in the middle of the night, maybe.
Yeah, but you got to get in the ship. Yeah, but if you're trying to sink a ship, you know how many bangs of nunchucks you got to do? To just bend it?
Got out some size, like snap, 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 snap,
snap. And so the noise it makes. Cling, 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 cling.
Yeah.
And that's the sigh hitting it. I'm not trying to say that's how they sound.
No, no, it's a sigh. Yeah.
Thank you.
Hitting the metals.
Yes. Not saying that's how they speak.
We're with you.
Thank you.
So this is the 1830s. So we're not at full metal battleships just yet, but still high-powered steamships, great cannons that can hit from a high distance there. And the British Army just really just comes in and destroys the Chinese Army in the south.
Did the Chinese try the dragon thing? Like they dressed up in dragons and did that whole line?
No.
With the fireworks? Because that would have scared the shit out of the English. I think
that's usually in celebration. Yeah. Of winning.
I figured they'd just bring out, oh, and, dragon!
That's a battle.
It's a dragon!
We don't have St. George with us.
Yeah.
It's a giant colorful paper dragon.
Bring me Sir Arthur.
So the war ends pretty quickly. About 2 years, it's over.
2 years?
Yeah.
2 years.
Things moved slower back then.
China was big. They had to get all the way over there. Wipe them out.
Yeah, it takes a few months just to get there.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, the stipulation is China does have to pay them for all the opium. And we're taking the city of Hong Kong.
Oh, that's where the beef.
Yeah.
That's where the beef.
This is ours, too. And the British government is allowed to send in Christian missionaries into China, whatever they want. And the British government is allowed to patrol Chinese rivers. So they're allowed to go inside of China with their boats and patrol Chinese rivers to make sure British trade is secure. So basically, they just told China, you don't have your sovereignty anymore.
We're policing, you know.
Yeah, you're done.
We're in your veins. Mm-hmm. And those veins are those rivers. And on those riverbanks, mysteriously, some opium bags will end up falling.
And it's because China is so weak, this is where Hong Xiaoquan and the Taiping Rebellion happens, like pretty much right after the Opium Wars. So that's why they're able to run rampant. Mm-hmm. And so for the next 10 years, China's trying to put out this fire that is the Taiping Rebellion with half its military. And then, it must have been some kind of card game or tea time that they were having in Europe, but the British...
Pie got poker.
...happens to tell the French about the sweet deal that they got.
Oh, no.
In China.
Big mouths.
And France is like...
Oh, let me tell you about what we do with these Chinese here on opium.
Oh, oui, to me, the secret.
Oh, you won't believe it. They're still using them old canoes with the nunchucks.
And the French.
French send their army of mimes.
If they want drugs, we've got drugs.
The finest.
So they start going in and getting on the opium trade. And they want to start doing, they want the same deal the British get.
We want to get in your river.
And China says, go to hell.
Oh, no.
Which means,
baby,
we've now started the second opium war.
What?
And China's like, all right, whatever. We'll defend against France. We could stop them.
Shut up. They brought coke?
not at the level, but they did.
Oh, because you're playing white lines, right?
Yeah. I just needed a drug song that was fun and upbeat.
Oh, they can cut her on a white line.
No, I know.
Okay.
So China's like, we're going to take our stand. We're going to stop this. We're going to stop the French. We're going to keep our sovereignty. We're going to show them. Well, they don't realize the British have made a deal with the French. And so it's both armies coming in.
Luc Besson, attack!
Yep. So you've got now the French troops backed by the British Navy.
Ugh.
And again, just it's not even close. They're just beating the crap out of them.
Come on.
It's
just come on, China.
It's a discotheque.
Mm-hmm.
They come in with a mirror ball and glow sticks.
And the bigot to this time they go inside the mainland China, not just the coastal cities. It's oh like, you've got to learn your lesson.
They're China. Going into the Middle Kingdom.
They go to the Emperor's Summer Palace.
Whoa.
The Emperor's Summer Palace.
What's the Emperor's Mar-a-Lago?
Was built, yeah, pretty much.
Big Mar-a-Lago?
It was built about
horrible food.
50 years before. And it was supposed to, he Shitty was trying beds. To recreate the Palace of Versailles in France.
Oh, wow.
So it's
like our this, boy over here, the Wyndham Resort.
Right.
Guy? All right.
So it's this beautiful.
Does it have bed bugs like the Mar-a-Lago?
Oh, I'm sure it did. It was most China likely at this time. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's this beautiful mixture of Chinese and French architecture.
Oh.
They called it one of the masterpieces of the world. And you can still see the pile of rubble where it once stood today.
Seriously.
All it is still the rubble. The damage was beyond.
They won't touch
anything.
It.
It's too expensive to rebuild. So you can now see the ruins of what
to
was
remove.
We should take a show trip to the rubble.
Right.
Should.
And then leave.
With opium.
Like, we're just here
we should do
rubble.
Opium. Mm-hmm. We should do opium in China.
You know what? We can just do opium.
Yeah.
We don't have to go to China.
So after the war.
So do Chinese and do opium.
I'm in. You don't have to twist my arm, baby.
The British and the French sit down. It's like, okay, so here's what's happening. You're going to pay the French for all of their expenses for this war.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man.
And we're going to take the city of Canton while you're at it.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Wow.
And France is going to go down to Vietnam. They're going to take Vietnam. You're not going to do anything about it.
China had a controlling interest in them?
Yeah.
That's how that happened.
And they're actually going to try and fight back.
Sure.
They're going to break their promise, and the French are going to kick the shit out of them. Again, they're still not modernizing at this time.
Yeah.
They refuse. They really don't. And there's one guy who's really pushing it. He's the uncle of the emperor. His name is Prince Gong. He's the only guy in China who's saying, we really need to modernize. We need to industrialize. We need to just copy what the Europeans are doing, and then we can
you
finally
don't
have
understand.
A nation.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Tradition.
Tradition. So this goes on for about 50 years.
Wow.
Of just the French and the British are allowed to do whatever
just
they want.
Tag teaming
in
them.
Chinese ports.
Some gorgeous Chinese French girls being born.
Just open your door whenever
you
want.
Oh, they are so pretty too. Those French Chinese girls.
Oh, right.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
So hot.
And then
never seen a sexy Chinese British girl. Not gonna lie, I haven't seen one. Seen a sexy Chinese Brazilian girl.
Go to go to Britain.
Or Japanese Brazilian girl. Oh my God, so hot.
Yeah, actually, one of the reasons why you get those mixes is because Britain owns Hong Kong at this time, and they were lacking in. They had an unemployment problem in Hong Kong, and all their factories and plantations they were leasing in Latin America. They were understaffed. So they basically bought their tickets over there. And that's why you get these Chinese Peruvians and Chinese Brazilians and Chinese Jamaicans is because they brought them all, and Indian ones, they brought them all over there to work the plantations and the factories.
Oh, all right.
And that's where it came from because the British moved them around.
There you go. Well, they use them as cattle.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it wasn't slavery per se.
But I mean, that's how they saw them, right? Though. Just resources to be used, to be shipped around the world and utilized.
Exactly. So that's we give it there.
Give them opium, they're fine.
So eventually the Chinese government has had enough. Prince Gong has been shooed out of power. He was trying to work with the Western powers, trying to build it up. But the Chinese, his sister-in-law, had enough of it. And she was controlling the emperor at this time. And so the old Chinese conservatives decide to strike back in 1900. And this is called the Boxer Rebellion.
Boxer Rebellion?
Yeah. Nothing to do with actual boxers.
Okay. Oh, kickboxer. Like the dudes with the... They dip their hand on that honey?
Yeah.
And put glass and shit?
Sure. Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Correct.
You're just doing
Wait,
that.
This is the music from Spy Hunter.
No. This is Kung Fu Hustle.
It sounded like the song from Spy.
Probably inspired by
it. Yeah, probably.
So they go into Beijing. They attack the British embassy. They attack the French embassy. They throw everyone out. They attack. They, you know, murder a few white people. They burn down some churches.
Okay.
All right.
I'm into good. It.
Yeah. Right. Get out. Sexy. China.
It's ours.
Ours. So Britain.
Calmly.
Very calmly. Uh-oh. And France very calmly decide, you know, we should invite our friends.
Oh, no.
Different.
It's called the Seven Nation Alliance.
Oh, that White Stripes song.
Britain, France, Austria, Russia, Italy, Japan, and the United States.
Ay, caramba.
Oh, Eight Nation Alliance. I think it's Germany as well in that one,
oh,
too.
Oh, no, and you Germany, invited the Germans.
And the Germans are all just... That's it. They just gone. Anything that was left, this is how the empire, this is how the dynasty falls. Like, they don't survive a few years after this. It turns into a republic for a little while. It's just a slaughter.
The Republic of China?
Yeah. Becomes the, not the People's Republic of China, becomes the Republic of China, which is now Taiwan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just Taiwan. Yeah.
Right. It starts here because they just got destroyed.
Wow.
And they set up what's
everybody called- takes a piece, like termites.
Mm-hmm. Even the Japanese got in on this.
What did the United States get out of this?
We created Taiwan. The open door policy.
Open door policy.
I remember that vaguely from middle school history
open
class.
Open door policy. Basically saying, China, you can't close your ports to anyone in the world.
Anybody can.
Everyone can come in. Doesn't matter who. If you violate this, we're going to be some problems.
We'll be back.
That's what the United States said. Open door policy, no matter what.
And we're going to keep Taiwan and that t-shirt company.
Yep. And this is ours.
This is ours. Mine. Mine. Like the goddamn seagulls from Finding Nemo. God damn, dude. They got pecked to death.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, the opium wars, man.
That's like
just...
that slow Chinese torture. That right. Water drip.
It really was.
Oh, my God, dude. These British are just...
They can be a bit savage.
They are, yeah, dude. They don't mess around.
No, you don't mess with their business. And so, yeah, China tried to stand up for itself, and just that whole 19th century is just
wow. They let the French in.
Mm-hmm.
Then they say, oh, you can bring seven or eight more of my buddies.
Right, eight Nation friends. Alliance. Yeah.
Who you got, China? And then China had nobody.
Mm-hmm.
You got Vietnam, who just all skinny eating rice patties.
And by now, yeah, Vietnam's conquered by the French.
Mongolia hates them.
Mongolia doesn't want nothing to do with them.
Japan's already part of the whole.
Japan is the most vicious of them all.
Like, well, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Alliance, have you
yes,
not
please,
seen
let's
the
do
shit
it.
They do to dolphins? Uh-huh. Imagine what they do to human beings.
I saw the cove.
I mean, yeah. Oh. Well, of course, while they're there, yeah, they're drawing maps
hilarious.
For later invasions.
Yeah.
It's pretty much that's what they're there for. The Germans, they just love a good fight.
Oh, the Germans just. Oh.
Yeah.
We can practice. They got bloodthirsty after mm-hmm. that, huh?
You know, it starts the rise of the German Empire. Yeah, we're starting to get a little bit empire-y. And, you know, even the Italians found their way there, which was amazing. Mm. You know, then three lifeboats were able to get over there. So, yeah, that's how you know your nation's bad when you're losing to Italy in the 1900s. That's just, like, the low bar there.
I like how everybody gets invited in Europe. Sweden is chilling.
Right.
Norway, Finland. Like the calm.
They're fine.
By now, the Scandinavians are pretty
Denmark,
much close to socialism at this point.
And they're like entrenched in their little, they have like a nice pocket.
Portugal and Spain.
It's cold. People kind of don't want to go there.
We're good. We don't want any.
They're like dangling out over the water. They can kind of sort of, they're not isolated, but they kind of are a little bit. Mm. Yeah. At the Iberian Peninsula.
Right. So, yeah, well, there
but
you
when
go.
You're in the Middle Kingdom and you're the center of the world,
yeah,
you can't be surprised when people come knocking with their big old steam powered.
When you're the champ, man,
war machine,
with the war machine,
yeah,
war machine,
war.
When you're the champ, you got to keep training, man.
Oh, that's so true.
That's it, Maddie.
I learned that from Rocky III.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, he was training. He just wasn't really training.
There were bums, Rock.
Yeah, there were nobodies.
What do you call them? Soda cans. So oil cans. Oil you know,
can.
Like
crush cans. Soup cans. Soup
yeah. This man will kill you. Clubberling.
Yep. And that's what it was. So that's how China went up in smoke in the opium wars there.
Opium.
Kind of sucks that Clubberling didn't get a recurring role in any other Creed movies. Drago did.
How come Rocky's the only one who gets a rematch?
No, Apollo didn't get a rematch.
He gave the rematch.
He gave her. Apollo demanded it, but right. Technically it but was Rocky getting Clubber, the rematch.
Yeah, though. They did. They didn't set that third fight, the trilogy.
Right.
No, the rubber match?
Yeah.
Technically there should be a Rocky Clubber rubber match.
Yeah. Rocky never gave the black man a rematch.
Yeah. He never got a rematch.
Maybe. To Creed.
Uh-huh.
Or to Homeboy.
Right.
He gave Apollo the rematch, but Apollo wanted that in his basement.
Right.
Oh, okay.
And then Rocky admitted years later.
Nobody said anything.
Nobody said anything. Yeah. So you know, there you go. Nobody gets a rematch, but Rocky gets all the rematches.
Yeah.
So there we go, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in. Half True History. We're gonna put the wheels down on this one. I am Dan P. Please follow us on all of our Half True History social media accounts. At Half True History on Twitter, Half True Podcast also. I believe we are there. We're Half True History on Facebook, and then Half True Histories on Instagram.
Yeah, listen to us on Spotify, Apple Play, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, wherever you buy your podcast from, and support our friends and family at the PFT lineup, Cinema Crespediso, Chico's Brain, Major Scale, Scotch and Good Conversation, Simon Time, Lima Criteria, Tidbits, Big Tim Murphy, Chicken Sandwiches, This Week in Chicken Sandwiches, and everything else that I'm missing out there.
Meat Limit Experience, Offcuts.
That's still there? Okay, good. Those three also.
Yep.
Right. Follow me on Rican Gorilla and all social media, Twitter, Instagram. That's all I got, Dan.
I think we're pretty good there. So, good? Yeah, well, if you're signing off then, thank you very much, guys.
Peace!
A PFT Media production.